Home Care. This is Shanda. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling for my mother. She's with another home health care company. But I saw an advertisement on TV where for CDS you all pay $15.50. Is this the company?
We might be able to do it, yeah. Mm-hmm. We can help you.
Okay.
It depends on the hours and certain factors, but
she
four hours a week, seven days a week. So 4 hours a day, 7 days a week, 28 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what do they start off? Because the other company, the reason why I'm calling them, because the other company, her worker been there almost 4 years this year coming.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And she asked for a raise. They told her she would have to be the one to ask for the raise. So she asked them for a raise, and the lady told her, I'm giving him one as we speak right now. And she found out that he's making the same thing that he started off with, which was $12.50.
Oh. Oh, wow.
So, yeah. They
and
want,
which company is it?
It's caters to your need.
Okay, so let me see regarding the, you said she has 28 hours. Where is she located?
She's in St. Louis, North County, and no, she gets, what they did was they was paying every 2 weeks, but by her worker having things, you know, they pay like loans and stuff back, they cut the pay down to a week, but they still pay every Friday. It's up to your bank to put it in your account. So they was getting paid every week, but she's upset because they lied to her about what they was paying him.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came to the company, he was supposed to get $12.50, and then he was supposed to get another raise after he'd been there for so long. Well, the raise never came, and come to find out, he's making the same thing when he walked through their door.
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
And she's under CDS. That's why I'm not understanding. If they're under CDS, why do everybody have different prices?
So let me see. Just give me a minute.
And then she was supposed to get another raise when she turned 62. She didn't get that. And then
so what did
when
you
they
say?
Turned,
what's the current rate?
Okay, when they called them, they told her they would give him $12.50 an hour. And then I guess after you've been there so long, you get a raise because I was calling about the raise. And the lady was saying she was giving him a raise right then and there, which she did not. He's still making the same $12.50 when he started. And he's been there
now.
Almost 4 years.
12.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're looking, let's see what we can.
Another place is $14.50, but they're too far away. They over in Illinois somewhere. And I'm in St. Louis County, North County.
Okay. So if we could do probably 15 an hour.
15 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll talk to him about it. And where are you all located?
We're in St. Louis.
No, I'm talking about where it is St.
Wait,
Louis, because I'm in North County.
You want the, our exact
I got
address?
All your information. I got all your information on the phone because when I put you all, I just asked for the company that been advertising for $15.50 and they brought up all of you all's information. I mean, yeah, that's what it said,
$15.50. It's probably a different agency, but we won't be able to do $15.50 as well.
Okay, what's the name of your company?
You just called Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe Home Care?
Yeah.
Okay, this one says home care, health care.
So we're deluxe home health care.
Okay, so, okay, what is your address?
So $15 we could for sure do. We might be able to do $15.50. I'll have to get a C, but I'll let you know. Our address is 3430 McKelvey Road in Bridgeton.
Okay. Okay, well, when you find out, can you call Miss Wiggins, Wiggins, back at this number and let her know if
who is it?
You know, he could get, that's my mother's name. Her name is
so
Paris Wiggins.
Your mother is Wiggins. What's
the
first
name? She's
the
one getting the home.
Yeah.
Ma'am. She's the one getting the home health care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just calling to try to move her to another company because it's just been a lot of, you know, misinformation. And I think what they did, they had just opened up and they told a lot of lies to get the people in the company. And once they got them in there, everything changed.
Okay. So what's
so,
your number?
My number is 314-330-1606.
Yeah, I got it. And what's your mother's number again?
This is same. This is her phone.
Oh, because you just said you. Oh, you want me to call you back? You said just with.
Yeah, at this number because I live in a house with her, but I work, so I'm trying to get her another company.
Okay.
Because this young man have to catch the bus to work. He doesn't have a car or anything.
Mm.
But
okay,
he's
so
close
actually,
to our home.
So I just confirmed we could do $15.50. We can match with $15.50. So I think it's a great rate.
Okay, well, he's at another job right now. Can I call you back about 2:30 or 3?
So I wouldn't
okay,
be available
I'll
today at 2:30, but on Monday. And I'll give you my direct number. So you can
okay,
reach me
just
directly.
A moment. Let me get your direct number. Oh boy. Okay. What is it?
It's 314-501-2521.
2521. Okay. And it's deluxe, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's your, you said your mother is Ms. Wiggins?
Yes, yeah, she's 62 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be 63
what's
in July.
What's
her
first name? So I can add it on five.
Paris, P-A-R-I-S.
Terrorist. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And if I get accepted, I normally have my sister-in-law normally moves to every company I move to. She's 63. Would that be under the same?
Yeah. And she's also in St. Louis?
Yes, she's also in St. Louis. So
they both have
I'm
Medicaid?
Yes, she has Medicaid and Medicare. I have Medicaid and Medicare.
Yeah, right, yes.
Okay, well, okay, I might can get you some people then.
Yeah, so you could call me back, and you can text me as well in the summer, and if I might be on the call, but I'll get back to you whenever I'm available.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sure.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for calling. Bye-bye.